I want to speak to PSNA Superintendent John Roberts now. Superintendent Roberts, good morning.
Good morning.
Yet again, you're investigating a murder in West Belfast. Do you have reason to believe the deceased was involved in drugs dealing?
Well, it's too early to comment on the exact motive for last night's terrible murder. What I would say is that murder is wrong. There's absolutely no justification for it. And at this time, our thoughts and condolences go to the family and loved ones of the deceased. I would like to appeal for information in respect of the murder. The deceased vehicle was a black Ford Focus and the registration is PCZ8770. And I would like to ask for anyone who saw that vehicle at any point yesterday to contact police. The deceased was a 55-year-old man and it happened in the Lady Street area of West Belfast at 10:15 last night. I would also like to reassure the community that we are working very hard with the community in North and West Belfast to develop further links with the community and get information from them. And we will have increased patrols in the area as a result of this murder over the coming days. The significant factor in success in an investigation such as this is seeking information from the community to help bring the offenders to justice.
There's considerable unrest in Dublin where there's gang warfare. Are you concerned that that's beginning to escalate in this part of the world?
No, we don't assess that there's a gang culture in Belfast. There have been a number of incidents over the weekend where firearms have been used. However, we're not at this time, although we're keeping an open mind, we're not making links between those incidents. Each of them will be subject to a full and thorough investigation, and an open mind will be kept as to the motivation for each of them.
There are a number of shootings to be investigated for your officers over the last 24 hours. Two of them were serious attacks. The third one ended in the death of the 55-year-old man that you're making reference to. Are you confident that you can bring to justice the people who are pulling the trigger and the people who are sending those individuals who pull the trigger?
Well, there will be significant resources deployed in the investigation for each of those incidents, and no stone will be left unturned in trying to bring the offenders to justice. But I would reiterate that we need assistance from the community. Every possible resource will be given to the investigations, but someone out there knows or suspects who was responsible for last night's terrible murder, and I would ask those persons who may even have a suspicion to either contact police directly or contact the charity Crime Stoppers anonymously.
And can we be confident that those people who are on the ground, I mean, the people from the community who would be erring on the wrong side of the law, who would be known to the police, who may be involved at a low level, that if they are doing what is untoward in society, that the police will nail those guys as opposed to liaising with them to get information from them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, any offence at all will be subject to investigation. And I mean, lower end crime is of equal importance to the police as serious crime. And we are extremely interested in bringing all offenders to justice.
And where do you believe the weaponry for last night would have come from?
It's too early to comment on that, on the history of any weapons that may have been used in the murder.
So anyone who has information, they can contact the police in any way that is suitable to that person. They can contact the police and give the information.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, clearly we would rather meet with anybody that wants to give any information and discuss that with them. However, if members of the community are concerned around that, they can contact the independent charity Crime Stoppers, which is an anonymous way of ensuring that information gets to police. And the number for that is 0800 555 111.
And just finally, if people have information and they come forward with it, even in a circuitous route where they don't reveal their hand, is that information any good to you if the person giving it, the witness, isn't prepared to stand up in court?
Yes, we would still rather have any information which allows us to progress an investigation. It's preferable that a witness would want to give evidence, but as I've said, the Crime Stoppers charity is available for witnesses to give information anonymously.
Okay, Superintendent, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Superintendent John Roberts there from the PSNI.